every year we aim to beat the existing Midnight Walk, and this year we're holding out no stops, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
You've got your official press launch and with photographers there later on today.
We have indeed. It's all going on at the hospice today, so it's school disco theme this year, so we're all getting dressed up in school uniforms for the press launch later today.
I mean, it's not too cold, not too cold.
No, it should be okay.
All right, you're right. Emily, have you got your breath? You're right. Good, good. Well, welcome to Town 102.
Thank you.
Tell us then, what does it do? What does the Midnight Walk actually achieve for your work and the colleagues' work at St Elizabeth Hospice?
It's our biggest fundraising event of the year. So it brings all of our team together. I'm the event organiser, but everybody's involved. We have over 200 volunteers who help us out on the night. And like I say, it's a real big team effort, and it raises such an incredible amount of money for the hospice.
It's interesting to see with some of the comments we've got on Facebook already from people that took part last year. And there's a common theme, and that is the great atmosphere that this event conjures up. Because a lot of people will be doing the walk in memory of someone that they've lost. And you took that on board last year, didn't you, especially? And there were some moments of reflection for those walkers.
Yeah, we had a moment's reflection. We actually passed the hospice on the walk last year, and walkers were encouraged to stop and have a moment's reflection and actually hang a little note on a tree with a message of memory. And I think that was a really important thing, and the comments we got back from that after the walk last year was amazing. And we're looking to do that again this year, and it really does show why women are doing it and why people are getting involved, which is fantastic.
And this money is crucial to what you do, isn't it?
Absolutely. £13 a minute it costs to run the hospice, so you know every penny that people can raise for us helps in such a lot of ways. We're doing two routes this year, which is the first for us. The 8-mile route actually takes in the hospice, and there's a shorter 5-mile route if people want to do that, which does it doesn't take in the hospice, but it does still have a refreshment stop. And we do have our collars and cuffs men from previous years are actually going to re-theme themselves this year.
that worry, it's water, what's
it
this?
Is. Don't worry, torsos will still be out, but there may not be any collars. There may be some other form of fancy dress this year.
But one thing we haven't mentioned yet is the all-important date. When is it?
It is on Saturday the 19th of May.
And you can get signed up now?
Absolutely. So, registration is online. You can register online from now.
Okay, Saturday the
19th of May.
That is the date for our diary to put it in the phone, whatever, to get involved. This is the year to make it happen. It's a really busy year in Ipswich, which is a really important year for everyone for so many reasons in the United Kingdom. And we want to make this the biggest year ever.
Make it the biggest year ever. Let's beat our figures for walkers and the income we raise, and let's get everybody there and enjoying the fun.